All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to bring down Wes McGee because we've got a room full of people here, and I think I have all the mics hot. I'll tell you what, first of all, I'll just introduce Joe Getty, and we'll check our levels here. I got Wesley standing behind me. I appreciate that. So welcome to KBMR, Joe.
Thanks. It's an honor. It's cool to be here. Virtually the entire band's been listening to you guys and what you do for years and years, so it's fun to be here in hallowed halls.
Hearing all our mistakes.
That's all right.
Live radio.
It's very human.
We can make mistakes. I'll tell you, let's cut right into an opening song.
Okay.
Then we'll come back and you can tell a little bit of your history, which
is brief.
It's brief, yeah. Yeah.
That won't take long.
And some musical influence. I'll try and come up with some smart questions for you.
Okay, good. And I'll evade them.
Be an even trade.
All right, great.
All right, what you going to play?
This first song is called Resonator 888.
All right, I will say that I started out the show with this song.
You did?
From the CD, but that's great.
We'll play it in a different key.
Whole different ensemble here. And
Okay. Yeah. All right, what the heck?
Okay.
All right, Richard. We good to go?
Yeah, I believe so. 2, 3 angels sent to mortal man, but they were not recognized even by their friends, and I don't know if they'll come this way again. God, he watched these angels walking down that road, knowing all the pain they'd faced carrying their load. And I don't know why he led them to
it was a different rendition, different version.
Yeah. We've had the luxury since we cut the CD of actually having a live band and getting to play around with the songs and kind of figuring out where they should have gone in the first place.
And now we have it recorded.
Yeah.
How about that?
Terrific.
So, folks, we're listening to Joe Getty and the Dead Flowers. And I was privileged to be able to do the radio debut of I guess, the first song that went out over the air.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, it was February 28th, Richard, which you'll introduce here in a minute, passed the CD on to me and played it and then advertised or talked about the gig you were doing that evening up in Auburn. That was your debut gig, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct, yeah, and, the club car.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Thank you.
I talked to someone here in the studio earlier about the CD, and it would be almost a fault of mine and almost tempting to fall into this trap of saying, boy, it is really a good CD for their first one. But, you know, but that's not fair. What's more fair is saying if this were their fifth CD, I would expect it to be this high quality and professional. So,
well, that's very kind of you.
Very pleased with it.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you know, it came out really well. The people in this room, crammed into this room, it's a shame it's not on TV, are just some wonderful musicians and have been incredibly generous and enthusiastic about pitching into these songs. And so, you know, as I say on the liner notes, I owe a hell of a lot to everybody who played on it. So my name may be up front there, but I am humbly grateful for their input.
Well, I do. I do know Richard. I've seen Richard in another ensemble. You might know of that group a little bit.
Yeah, the Painkillers. Yeah. This is my friend Richard Austin playing lead guitar over here.
I'll let you go ahead and make the rounds there, and might as well introduce so people. I'll hold up the microphone so they can see.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Richard Austin, it was omnipresent on the disc and kind of my partner in crime. And clockwise around the room, Matt Holland playing keyboards and accordion today, mostly accordion but some piano.
Yeah.
Actually crammed an electric piano in here. Rich Schefke, who I played with in a handful of bands, is an Auburnite playing the bass. And let's see who else behind me. We're really lucky, and I'm going to embarrass them, but we're lucky and happy to have singing with us today and whenever they can make it, Cara O'Shea and Larissa Brisky, who are both wonderful songwriters and terrific singers and recording artists in their own right. And, you know, I put out the old sign, musical gig, you'll make no money, you'll have a little fun, and you'll be treated with dignity. And they said, yeah, okay, why not?
Of course, all the food we have out there in the green room helps, too.
You sure? Oh, yeah. Thanks for that spread.
I think we have water and no cups. Normally, you have a drummer with you.
We
but
do.
Not here today.
And we often have a fiddle player, too.
Oh.
Steve Brown is our drummer, who's a terrific drummer. He's down in L.A. recording, actually, right now. And Linda Ralph plays fiddle with us. She's a two-time state fair fiddle champ, I think. She's actually a Celtic, an Irish fiddle player. And we were looking for a fiddle player for the disc, and one of the other drummers who played on the project, Dave Klein, recommended Linda, and I called her, and she said, you realize I'm an Irish fiddle player? Because we were thinking in terms of, you know, a good country fiddle player.
Sure.
And my immediate reaction was, cool!
We're
going to play, like, twangy, countrified rock with an Irish fiddle player and, you know.
You betcha.
Whoever else wanders in.
You betcha.
Yeah.
I do miss not seeing your drummer. What'd you say? His name is Steve?
Steve Brown, yeah.
When I observed the show, the gig over at the club car, Steve was entertaining to watch. I don't think he ever stopped smiling, does he?
He is. He's an unbelievable guy.
And he was playing, if I'm not mistaken, with a little bit of a bout of walking pneumonia.
Yeah,
possibly. He had just gotten over it or something.
He had risen from his deathbed.
Yeah.
He had to play the show, but he's much better now. Thank you very much.
Well, good. Now, you're, your musical, what's brought you to this, your, what am I trying to say, the big word, references or
Influences?
Influences. Stuff. Thank you. I try and spell it, and then I'll say it.
You know, they're incredibly broad. I grew up outside of Chicago. I was definitely a rock guy. And like a lot of people discover the blues through Led Zeppelin, I started to kind of go backward. I was a big Creedence Clearwater fan and a lot of stuff that now would probably be played on country radio. But listening to Top 40 radio back in those days, you would hear Credence or something like it, something with a lot of twang.
Yeah.
Maybe the Eagles. Then you'd hear something out of Motown. Then you'd hear something that was just flat rock, and then you'd hear something else. So
yeah.
It never occurred to me to be a purist. I don't.
No.
With all due respect to the purists in the world who are cool and, you know, in their own way, I see no reason for it.
I share the same feeling. That's probably had the greatest influence on me naming the show Ragged But Right. I could bring in anything, and I do. Gospel, blues, everything.
Yeah, so I guess it's
even
just
carnival music. I've got
the whole palette of like traditional American music, and then the way it's been twisted around the world. I tend to like it all.
Well, let's listen. Let's hear another song.
Okay,
folks, you are listening to Joe Getty and the Dead Flowers. You're tuned to KVMR FM.
What are we going to do now? Man in charge? Fading away.
Oh, good.
All right, I can take this harmonica off my neck then. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Cool.
In Hurley, Virginia, a mile out east of the town, where small expectations meet smaller reality, a house full of hope on the ground. Out of water, what I know and trust just clouds my vision. Oh, seems so clear only yesterday that tomorrow would be born today. Standing for a lifetime on the shoulders of giants, but I feel it fading away. Lord, I feel it fading away.
In the shadow of tomorrow, courage and honor and grace. How can it be that the cares of holiness,
suicide? Make your decision. A man with no country, what I know and trust just clouds my vision. Oh, seems so clear only yesterday that tomorrow would be born today. Shoulders of giants, but I feel it fading away. Lord, I feel it fading away. Oh, Lord, it's fading away. I can feel it fading away. Hearing you breathing, there's so much I wish I could say. Just hold me and press your sweet body close to mine. Ready or not, on our way. Seemed so clear only yesterday that tomorrow would be born today.
All right.
That was ragged, but right.
Rounding. We found out how much of a quick change artist Richard is.
Yeah, I wish you could have seen him frantically trying to switch his guitar for his banjo and getting tangled up in the headphone cord.
In about the space of a very, very small shower stall. Very small.
Playing it on my knees.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I did mention that you guys played your first gig a couple weeks ago at the Club Car in Auburn. And then the following week, which was last weekend, I believe you were down at Maryland's.
Yeah.
The official CD release party.
Yeah, we were sandwiched between a funk band who just came up from L.A. and like a power pop punk band that was loud as jet engines. It was an interesting bill. I mean, they're all good bands and all, but
yeah,
boy, you'd have to have a wide range of musical taste to dig all three of those acts. But, so it was a little weird, but it was all right.
Speaking of gigs, now your next one that I think I know about is in about 2 weeks on a Friday evening.
Friday the 27th at Constable Jack's.
Down in Newcastle, so that'll be a good one.
Yeah, I've always loved playing there. I played there with a couple of bands, and it's a great place. And Tim, the owner's a good guy. He really supports local music.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that one. Okay, let's hear another one.
All right.
I would like to say that, since I asked you to talk, then I just jump right in the middle of it, don't I?
Well, no, that's all right. That's all right.
That this of the 15 cuts on the album, I kind of highlighted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, half of them that are pretty much what we're hearing now. Kind of acoustic folk with a good rock crossover sort of. And then the other 5 or 6 are just pretty good butt-kicking rock music.
Yeah, we actually, Thomas and I had a conversation, I guess several days ago off the air, about some of the songs and their appropriateness for what people are tuning in to listen to your show for.
Yeah.
And just about, origins of music and stuff. And I mentioned the second cut. Would that be easy enough to slap on, or do you have it in? Or?
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Well, because the
Post-Street Blues,
yeah. The opening guitar riff, which sounds really rock. Why don't we poke it in real quick and play like the first 5 seconds of the song for
all right.
And
you stop me when you want to.
I'll make the point. Go ahead. Yeah, obviously a rock song, but you can kill it now. And when I hear that riff, that in my head, that's a fiddle riff. That's a hoedown riff. That's a barn dance riff. But I can't play the fiddle. And so that was the closest approximation I could come up with. But, I really got into the alt-country, outlaw country thing. The first Uncle Tupelo album and, actually all their albums were huge in my brain kind of arriving at this band. And the fact that they could play rock, actually punk at the time, with complete conviction, and country, traditional country, with complete conviction. And I thought, boundaries are for the unimaginative.
Yeah.
And so, there's songs on here that are loud, nasty country songs, and some are soft, sensitive kind of rock songs. Not in the bread sense of being soft and sensitive.
I'll share a story that I've mentioned to Richard, and I think maybe Joe, I mentioned it to you too. And Wesley and I were deeply involved in researching and listening to a lot of Hank Williams Sr. music just prior to our most recent membership drive, because some stuff that's just been released, and so we both wanted to be as knowledgeable on it and as we could and know what's on the three discs. And so I listened to this and listened to this and listened. So this is all late 40s, early 50s music, not produced. Not a whole lot of instrumentation, just him singing, playing guitar, and occasionally some other. And so I was in this groove, and I know I was just in the groove when Richard passed me the CD, and the first thing I plugged it in, and like Post Street Blues hit me, I thought, oh man, there is no effing way this is going to work on Ragged But Right.
It's a metal band.
Yeah. And I tried to be as gentle as I could in relaying that back to Richard.
Right.
How do you tell someone?
No, you're a nice guy.
It's good, but, And thank goodness that several days later, after put Hank Williams away, and I was heading for work, and I had the CD, and I shoved it in the truck, in the CD player. Mm-hmm. I heard a whole new CD.
That's funny.
Wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with this. It's me. So I had to let Richard know. So
well, that's good. I'm glad you.
Yeah.
You
well,
came
I
around.
Am too. I am too.
That's cool.
Of the building when you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I just.
So.
I like music with energy and makes you happy and. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of wonderful sad music in the world, but boy, music kind of gets me high. That's what I need.
It's hard to play Long Black Veil and have it inspiring.
Actually, that's funny. That reminds me of I love the band's version of that song.
Oh, yeah.
I love the band's version of everything. But
oh,
speaking of influences.
I have a recorded version of Marianne Wilken and Danny Dills, the writers of the song, telling how that song came to be and how Danny had pretty much thrown it away, Mary John Wilken. And Mary John said, there's nothing wrong with this. And she put a melody into it, took it to Lefty Frizzell, mm-hmm. and the rest is, as they say, history.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I know we've got time for at least a couple more.
Okay.
And then I think I will prevail on you to after a couple more of what you kind of prepared to play here, mm-hmm. then we will rip loose on one of your hard rockers. We might as well let the audience hear.
Oh, on the CD?
No.
Live?
Sure.
All right.
Let you scream into the mic.
We'll fake it.
There you go. Or whatever. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Man in charge, is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Tell you a little secret, honey. You broke my heart. Yeah.
Charge.
That's the man in charge, yeah. That's I hope she's not listening because she'd kill me. That's actually a love song to one of my daughters.
That Caitlin?
No? I can't. I will not be commenting on the record. I think any any parent of a teenage daughter could probably relate to. I love you whether you want it or not.
I have twin 9-year-olds.
Ah, yes.
So I relate to a lot that you say on your other radio show when you talk about what you're going through. And you still coaching soccer?
I attend
soccer games. So
excellent.
We're involved in that.
So those twins where you got that gray hair? Because you're actually 28, right?
That's right. That's right. I received something on email just yesterday, I believe. Your music is now on MyFriends or MySpace or
we've got one
of those high-tech places?
You can listen to the songs on MySpace. We haven't quite gotten through the Byzantine computer crap to get it so you could buy it from that, but we're on iTunes. The album's just finally gone live on iTunes.
All right.
So you can download a track or two or the whole thing if you like. It's a bargain at $9.99, I think. I mean, for the price of a movie ticket, years of entertainment.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Do you have any other outlets as far as if our listeners are wanting to get a copy of this?
Yeah, I got like 1,000 of them in my living room.
I heard you say at the club car that if everyone in that building bought about 30, you'd break even.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, you know, if you wanted to... Certainly, iTunes is an easy way to download it. If you'd like a physical CD, you could just email me. I guess probably the best way to get me is at armstrongandgetty@yahoo.com.
Sure.
Or, you know, I'm sure if they emailed you, you'd pass
it on.
Oh, yeah,
just email me or
give you 10%.
Right. Yeah, right.
And jgdeadflowers@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jgdeadflowers@gmail.com. Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah, like you're driving around writing that stuff down in your car.
So why don't you repeat it one more time?
Richard, say that again.
JG, as in Joe Getty, deadflowers@gmail.com.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Or if you want to email me, folks, here at the station, I can pull it back out of the archives and everything.
Lovely. So do you want to talk more or play more or what? You're the boss.
Well, I've run out of smart questions.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Steve Earle, Lyle Lovett, The Rolling Stones, Tom Petty, just to get through the list of influences.
Yeah, there you go.
My dad, my Uncle Jim. Okay. Anything, anybody else want to pipe in particularly? No, not really? Okay, fine. Not at the moment? All right. How you doing, Rich? Our bass player, Rich, is
on
the hallway.
On the hallway.
Okay, tell me when you're ready to start.
Yeah. We'll shoot you an email.
Yeah, exactly. Semaphore signals. All right, what are we going to play? I can't even remember.
Low Expectations.
Title song.
Yeah.
And again, folks, this is from the brand new release, Joe Getty and the Dead Flowers CD, and the name of the CD is Low Expectations.
Which is important while listening to it.
You know, a couple of weeks ago when I did announce this and play it, and I made just one of those live radio mistakes, and I said, and probably aptly named, and then I didn't explain anymore. That wasn't my opinion of it. I figured that it had come from the band or something, but I did a poor job in covering my A.
Well, that's don't worry. We'll forgive you.
All right.
This was an ample apology having us on today.
I can sleep now, huh?
All right. Low E.
Low Expectations.
We call it. Everybody ready? Feeling good? Okay. Yep. What? Okay. You got your. Is that an electric guitar, boy?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Is that right?
I think we're looking good.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd say we're rocking now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's low expectations.
Good song, good song.
A Tale of Losers in Love. Not necessarily biographical, but probably.
We can all relate. We can all relate. Well, folks, you're listening to Joe Getty and the Dead Flowers playing some live music here, kind of as it's played on their most recently CD, only a little different.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I hope there will be another CD at some point down the
road. Yeah, I was going to say this one is at least 2 weeks old. It's time for a second one.
Yeah, I'm already sick of it myself.
Yeah, well into your second one. Now there's a lot of good music here. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to squeeze at least one more.
Okay.
If you want to, whatever. I love Socorro. I love One Sure Thing, Wrecking Ball.
Oh, God, our sure thing we could do.
Or even Coffin Nails we can.
You know, we could do Post Street. Do you guys have what you need to play Post Street, or what do you think we ought to play?
And that's the song that we heard just the beginning of.
We practiced for the show.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to show how we got the name of the band? Do you want to do that?
Yeah,
do you mind if we do a cover song?
I don't care at all.
Oh, okay.
I think that's great.
All right.
Yeah, it's called Dead Flowers.
All right.
This is track number 8 on the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers. 9. Oh. That's right. It's Sister Morphine. No, we're not going to play that. Yeah, it's the ninth track on the Sticky Fingers album.
All right.
Right.
Again, Joe Getty and Dead Flowers.
Is this thing working?
Is this thing on?
We heard banging.
Do you have a strap?
Yeah, actually, I do.
There you go.
And your next gig is going to be over at Constable Jack's while Richard's kind of getting geared up here.
Yep, Friday the 27th at Constable Jack's.
Almost 2 weeks away.
Listen to us do our thing. Then Mr. December is going to play some, dancing type blues music. So it'll be a nice date night.
Yeah, there you go.
We good to go? Dead Flowers?
I guess so. You want to start it?
All right. No.
I love improvisation.
Ragged company. You know I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susan. Take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. You can send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
With apologies to Mick and Keith.
And folks, you can send your request to replace your speakers to Richard Austin and Joe Getty. I know we were running things a bit hot on this end sometimes, but it's hard to stay ahead of you guys. So I want to thank you for coming in. It's been definitely a pleasure and fun and excitement and all of the above.
Well, thanks a million. It's great to be here. I could sit around and talk about music with you guys all day, and I may.
And you may. You're
pull
welcome.
Up a chair. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, thank you much. And again, Constable Jacks, almost 2 weeks from now, the 27th of March, and what, about a 9 o'clock start time?
Yeah, think? It'll be right around 9, maybe a little after.
Yeah, but. Something like that. So, well, we're going to be playing some more of your music in future shows, and we'll be waiting for that next CD.
Thanks a million, Thomas, Wesley. Thanks for the help.
Thank you, Joe. Folks, you're tuned to KVMR-FM, Nevada City. We've had great entertainment here. I hope you've enjoyed it. I know we have.